Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a sigh of relief, Keith?
Oh, I am ready. I needed that. I really needed that. So I am more than ready. That was great last night. Just what the doctor ordered. That's what I wanted on my Tuesday night.
We were bracing for 6 days of hell.
Yeah. Now, listen, we're not completely out of the woods just yet.
No.
This thing isn't over. But, man, that was huge. They desperately needed that one.
Last night is exactly what they needed. Maybe short of the Guardians winning. They probably didn't need that.
Well, the Guardians are never going to lose again, so I think we should
just get that through our
system. Assume they're going to take a playoff spot.
Good
and
point.
It's really the Tigers and the Astros that we need to look at now.
So late night, maybe you didn't see it. The Astros wound up losing again to those pesky Sacramento A's.
That's a good A's team playing spoiler right now.
Red Sox, and it was a bit of a roller coaster in the middle innings. It probably looked like an easier win in retrospect than it actually was, but they win 4-1 over the Blue Jays, who are struggling. Jays are only a game up on the Yankees.
Yeah, look out.
In the AL East.
The Blue Jays and the Tigers were just cruising for the longest time, and now, wait a minute.
So the Red Sox...
I mean, the Blue Jays are in the playoffs. Like, they've already guaranteed a playoff spot, but
they have not
clinched the division or the top record in the American League or any of that.
They might be who you open up against
Correct.
In the postseason,
Correct.
Depending on how things go down the stretch. So the Red Sox have two more with the Jays. Crochet pitching tonight, which is great.
Yes.
Then they wrap up with three against the Tigers, who are terrible right now.
Oh, perfect.
Their magic number with the Astros is down to three, which means any combination of Red Sox wins and Astros losses that add up to three, they're into the playoffs. Their magic number is four against the Guardians and five against Detroit. They will not hold a tiebreaker against Detroit unless they sweep them, and if they do, the tiebreaker really won't come into play.
So the Red Sox could lose out. And Houston could go 2-3, and the Red Sox would make the playoffs.
Correct.
There you go.
Correct.
Yeah.
You technically, based on
what
went down last night.
I would love that. You wouldn't feel great about it starting the wild card round, but that could happen. And even the Astros, I don't know if it's even a guarantee they go 2-3 the way they've been playing.
No.
You know? So yeah, you feel – last night, a lot of things went your way. The win itself, obviously, was huge and a big step forward because you knew these games were going to be – so critical, and it felt like each one was going to be like a playoff game. So you're sort of like getting ready for the playoffs with games that matter to this degree. They win, and then, yeah, you got some help. You knew the Detroit-Cleveland series, which is going on. All right, great. One of those teams is going to lose every night. And then, yeah, late last night, waiting on Houston, that was awesome. That was great. And so now, like, they could clinch a spot by, Thursday. Right.
Yeah. By the end of the series, in Toronto, which, by the way, Skydome looking sweet last night.
Oh,
they kept showing those cutaways with it all lit up. I'm like, man, Skydome, Rogers Center, whatever they're called.
Man, Rogers.
Looking nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, by the end of the series, you could be clinched. So big step for the Red Sox last night. You could talk about it here all day long on Jones and Keefe. Your phone number 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat on YouTube.
We're on YouTube, baby.
Subscribe to WEEI, Twitch, TBD.
Yep.
A lot of ways you can interact with the program these days. We'll get to the Patriots later on in the show. An update, a very interesting update.
Yes.
On Christian Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk to Taylor Kyles. Phil Maven covers the Patriots.
Yep.
He'll break it all down for us.
Gets in there.
You know, we're dabbling in. Too many turnovers,
uh-huh.
Too much on Drake May's plate.
You go a little bit deeper.
He's going to go a little bit deeper, and we need all the help we can get.
Good.
At 11 o'clock, so that's Taylor Kyles of CLNS. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do that at 11:30, plus the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. Real busy for you. Oh, and the head coach of the New England Patriots speaks live right around 1 o'clock.
What a day!
You'll hear that on Jones and Keefe, so stay tuned for it. What was the best part on the field about the win last night. Red Sox got help off the field. Obviously, the win puts them in a much better spot. What do you think was the best aspect of that game last night?
Well, somebody like Nathaniel Lowe coming through the way that he did, and Mo even Lowe. Narvaez. Yeah, right. Mo Lowe and Narvaez. And just it made me think of different playoff heroes is too strong of a word, but my vocabulary is poor. But like great playoff performers that like aren't stud players, right? Like the years where
Steve Pierce,
great example, right? He was the World Series MVP for God's sake. So guys like that, I always go back to like Bobby Kilty with like just, some big hits. I think, like 07, I always mention.
I think Kilty. Because you said that one so many times, I now think of that. Yeah, one. Yeah. But yeah, Bobby Kilty.
But like you need like your stud guys, right? You need like an Ortiz or a Manny or a Mookie or somebody to sort of like carry the team. Although Mookie was very up and down in the playoffs, but like you need guys like that. But then it's those other pieces that emerge during the postseason, and you're like, holy crap, like, good thing you have that guy. And last night, and this is what the team's going to be dealing with now. Ever since they lost Roman Anthony, you're hoping that it's going to be Bregman, Story, Duran. Those are the three, like, big-name players, you know, all-star caliber players you have on the team. But baseball postseason can be pretty crazy, and you can have these, like, these guys out of nowhere. And I'm thinking of, like, Nathaniel Lowe, who didn't start the year on the team, wasn't even a trade deadline acquisition. Like, they picked him up, like, after the fact, and then he comes through in a game where they didn't score a lot of runs, and he had, you know, a couple of big hits, drove in a couple of runs, and he was one of the main reasons why you won the game yesterday. So if you can get contributions from some of these, like, other guys, that's how you can piece it together and go on a bit of a run.
So Nathaniel Lowe, since you brought him up, I actually wasn't going to scratch this itch, but it's another nice move by
Breslow. Yep, Breslow got low.
Nathaniel Lowe with the any idea on his
but
numbers?
Like, why was he available just for nothing? Like, right. I don't really get that.
I'd imagine, I don't know, is Washington still on the hook for his money? I'd imagine it's a financial thing, but I'll be honest, I don't know the answer. Do you know his numbers with the Red Sox?
They're good, right? They got to be real good.
286, 815 OPS, two homers, 15 RBIs in not even 30 games. So basically a month's worth of games, that's what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, and like he doesn't even, you know, play every day. And so, but when he's out there, he's been pretty productive. It was funny, like a year ago, you had that run where like Dom Smith was able to be really good. Even this year, like we've seen stretches where like not a regular starter, but goes on a nice run, right? And you're like, all right, let's see how long that lasts, I guess.
Abraham Toro.
Great example. And you're like, all right, that's going to eventually run out. And same thing with Lowe, but we're already in the final week of the season. And so can he have another game or two or even all playoff game where he comes through? So
well, he's been on World Series teams before.
He won with Texas 2 years ago.
He was awesome up until this year.
Sorry, 3 years ago, whatever year it was. Yeah. So he's
got the playoff experience, so that's also an added bonus.
So look, I think him coming through, especially because he had such... You're O'Brien last night? O'Brien on the broadcast is like, he had a downright brutal game against Tampa. And I'm like, okay, chill out a little bit, Dave. I was like, calm down.
Throw this guy
he's
the
all
bus.
Over him. And then next thing you know, it's RBI hit, walk. Another RBI hit, walk. Like he had a monster game last night, which I think was good. I also thought it was really good, and he was involved in this as well, that when Sadon Rafaela is out at third, right? And when was that? That was the sixth inning when they broke through.
Mm-hmm.
So Lowe had knocked in a run, and Rafaela gets hung up in a rundown. He gets back to third, bang, bang, play. He might have been safe. I don't know how you overturn the call on the field in that situation,
I don't get
quite
that.
Frankly.
Yep. Well, hopefully they'll fix that soon.
But Cora decided to we'll get to that. Cora decided to challenge that, and it didn't go well. And you're like, all right, well, now there's two out. It should have been maybe bases loaded with one out. And now it's first and second with two away in a 2-1 game, which didn't feel like enough runs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, they're going to let Gausman off the hook here, who mostly had pitched very well to that point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then Narvaez comes through with just a bomb of a double. Like, off the bat, I'm like, that thing's a pop-out.
Yeah.
And it carried, and it knocked in two more, and they got the breathing room they needed. I thought that showed a touch of resiliency there, which I thought was very promising.
Well, because you started to wonder if they were getting like a little bit tight as a team.
100%.
The comments from Cora about like, hey, let's not talk about October.
100%.
And then a guy like Trevor Story has really regressed defensively. Like, he's turned it around. He's had a really good season, right?
There was
he's
a point
been kind
in time.
Of a mess, and then, yeah.
There was a point in time. He made an incredible play in the hole last night, the jump throw late.
Yep.
But there was a point in time last night where I'm like, is Trevor Story throwing games?
Yeah, what is this?
He was so bad. Those plays defensively were so, the first out of the game for the Red Sox, he short hops a horrible throw.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was an inning later. I think it was the second or third, whatever it was. He drops the ball at second base right in his glove on a force out. And you're like, what the hell? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Emmanuel Clase, I need a conversation with Trevor Story and Emmanuel Clase in the same room. But, yeah, you're wondering if they're a little bit tight and are they going to overcome that?
Right.
And they showed a little bit of backbone and resiliency to pile on two more runs, which I thought was good.
You know, and it was good to see Narvaez come through, too, because he had, you know, he had that month. What month was it? May? He was awesome. And that's why we're making a push. Like, he could be an all-star. Like, he was looking really good. He was like, you know, could he get rookie of the year votes? And then offensively is really struggled kind of since then. It's been a long stretch where you
him
can't,
and Sadat have cooled off.
Yeah.
A lot.
Big time.
A lot.
And at one point they were riding high and they both had those months, Sadat maybe even a little bit longer, where you were like, oh my God, like, are you going to get this kind of production at the plate from Carlos Narvaez? And the answer is no. You weren't going to get what he did in May all season long. But still, when they needed him, last night comes up with a big hit. So it's just another guy to add to the list that you know is capable, right? You're not going to rely on him for an entire series, but maybe there's a game where he does kind of break through.
So I like that. I also like the bullpen last night.
Yep.
You know, they come in, and Wilson felt real rocky. Giolito was not great last night.
No, he was walking guys, and then it was sort
it's
of
like
a
falling all over the mound?
Bit of a tightrope walk there.
Yeah. And so, look, he only gives up
grinded.
One. Grinded. Is grinded is a good word for it.
Yep.
One run and 4 2/3. Wilson comes in, and you're like, here we go. He's walking everybody. And he's come down to earth a little bit over the last month or so. Perhaps he's been overworked.
Mm.
But then he gets you four outs. Whitlock is clean. Whitlock looked nasty last night. He's
good,
been nasty for a long period of time.
Uh-huh.
He got the seventh. Slayton gets the eighth. Chapman, easy peasy in the ninth.
Back
and
on
so,
track.
Yeah, they get 13,
back on track.
13 outs. Did they give up a hit? 13 outs, no hits.
They did not.
And no runs.
No, they only allowed three hits as a team. They were all to Giolito. So, yeah, the bullpen came in and was all hitless. And really only what I think just the one base runner, right? That Wilson walked a guy. That was it.
So clean out of the bullpen, and maybe that's starting to come into focus. Whitlock has a little versatility. He can come in earlier for tougher matchups in the seventh. Cora's now done that a little bit recently. Chapman's lights out in the ninth. And if Slayton's going to pitch like he did, all of a sudden you have your answer there too.
Yep.
Speaking of Cora, he talked about some of the tightness you were discussing and learning these situations down the stretch. It's a young team. They got to learn how to win. Here's the manager after the game.
It's important, and we try to talk to them, but sometimes, you know, it's not enough. You know, they have to live through it. So, you know, big win today, big one. You know, the road trip so far has been a positive one, right? We got the big boy tomorrow on the mound, and we got Bayo the last day. See how it goes, but just keep putting up good at bats. I think offensively, we kind of have found a stroke, a rhythm in Tampa, and today was another good day.
Yeah, the big boy on the mound tonight.
Huge start for Crochet. Goes without saying, but a huge start for Crochet tonight.
So it's not technically a must win, but yesterday when we were looking at the final six games of the regular season.
You said this, they technically don't need to win again.
They actually don't need to win again.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't want to throw a must win on there.
No,
but
it's
I
a
just
huge
feel like.
Start.
Yeah, well, you also get. You're like, this should be his last start to cap off what was an unbelievable regular season. Like, he was awesome. He'll probably be runner-up for the Cy Young, nothing to sneeze at, and then it'll be lined up for game one of the wild card round. But
But
if they lose and Houston and Detroit win, or I guess that one's kind of up and but more Houston. And if Houston wins, you're still in the same spot that you were, but now you're like, all right, you just lost the crochet game, and what, are you going to have a Harrison game? Like, what's Early going to give you? Like, it becomes a little bit dicier, I would say. So, not a must win, but it feels like you can't give away any Garrett Crochet nights.
No.
You know, and this is the last one of the regular season.
Crochet on the year against Toronto is 1-1, 2.13 ERA.
Yeah.
And 11 strikeouts and 12 and a third. His first start, it was his third start of the year. First start against Toronto was early April. He went 5 2/3, allowed a run, but took the loss in that one. Threw 107 pitches. The other one, though, he crushed him. He went 7 innings, gave up just 2 earned. They won 10-2.
Yeah.
But both those starts were in April, so it's been a while since he's faced him. Big start for Crochet last night. Since you brought up the Cy Young.
Yeah.
I mean, can he still win it?
He can. So Scooble went last night.
Scooble, yeah. Scooble may be, Terp said this before the show, I don't disagree. Scooble might be cooked. You saw him hit Fry in the face last night.
That was brutal.
And yeah. Did it deflect off the bat?
I don't think so.
I couldn't get
so
it. I couldn't tell. I watched it a bunch too. You don't think it hit the bat?
I don't. They showed I watched it on Twitter, and so the broadcast didn't like re-show it. You know what I mean? So they didn't like slow it down because they were like, this is kind of morbid. So like, I just watched the clip a bunch of times, and it didn't look like he got out of the way at all. It didn't look like it deflected off his helmet at all. So if you missed it, Scooble, David Fry was at the plate for the Guardians, squared around a bunt with runners on base, and just wore a 99-mile-an-hour fastball to the face.
And Scooble, like, Scooble spiked his hat, spiked his glove.
Yeah, yeah. But so they've both made 31 starts to this point, right? So Crochet will make another one tonight, and so already has more strikeouts than Scooble. Already has 2 more innings pitch than Scooble, so he's going to add to that. He currently has a lower WAR, and obviously, you know how they look at WAR. His WHIP is higher, meaning Crochet's WHIP is higher because he's walked more guys than Scooble has. So, I mean, he has more wins, and I know that's not a stat that everybody looks at when it comes to Cy Young anymore. But his ERA is worse. So right now, Scooble has a 2.21, Crochet has a 2.69. So my guess is Scooble wins it. But a really good start tonight. If he chips away, if he chips away at the ERA a little bit, he'll get first place votes. I just don't know if he'll get enough of them.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I wouldn't say Crochet's been lights out his last couple of starts either. But I don't know if the door is totally slammed on that. And keep an eye.
Scooble is -20,000 to win it. Maybe like +1,400.
Maybe the door is not open.
-20,000.
That's
buying opportunity.
All right. So barking up the wrong tree on that one. -20,000. I would. What? Give me the Crochet odds again.
+1,400. Hunter Brown is third. They're the only three guys on the board.
Buying opportunity.
+1,400.
Yeah. I mean, -20,000 is a sucker's bet.
And Skeens is also -20,000 in the National
Well,
League,
no, Skeens is going to win.
Wet that beak.
But, like, if Scooble doesn't come back for the season finale, and he might not, depending on how things are set, he will be short of 200 innings. And Crochet, as long as he goes 2 1/3 tonight, or 2 2/3, is going to be at 200 innings, which I think is a pretty good benchmark.
I'd also say you might face Scooble again in a big game the last day of the year. He's lined up to pitch in that game if they need him.
Yeah, if they shell him.
Well, I'm not even talking about the Cy Young anymore. Maybe. That's still in play, too. If you shell him and Crochet is lights out, that might be the last thing in voters' minds. That changes some minds at the end. No, I'm talking about you get Scooble, and maybe he's not exactly locked in after,
the
scary incident last night.
Yeah, got to be.
So, I don't know. Last night was a real good night for the Red Sox. It probably wasn't perfect. You would have preferred Detroit wound up beating the Guardians, and Scooble doesn't drill Fry in the face, and you have a better chance of putting away the Guardians than the Tigers right now because you have the tiebreaker with the Guardians. But the real team to pay attention to.
Yeah, the Astros.
Houston, magic numbers 3. With Crochet on the mound. No matter what Houston does tonight, you win with Crochet on the mound, you need 1 win, 1 loss.
Yeah.
Your win, the Astros loss, you need 2 Astros losses.
You can pop some champagne.
You need a couple of Red Sox wins over the final. Like, that's all you need. Yep. If Crochet does his job tonight, you're not quite in. It's not official, but you're basically there.
Love it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.